Right now, panel, some questions for you. All of your questions right now are going to be about the brave new high-tech culture, the culture of the high-tech world. Paula, five of 2007's top 10 best-selling novels in Japan were originally written on what?
Post-its.
No.
Ooh. Haikus.
That'd be great.
They were written in little short bursts, though.
They were written in little short bursts.
People did it often while riding the train.
Twitter?
No. It's a great way to use up all those extra minutes.
Minutes. I have no idea. Graffiti.
No. And mode
on a cell phone.
Yes, on cell phones. Cell phone novels. Biggest thing in Japan. For example, a young woman who calls herself Rin typed out her novel about young tragic love on her cell phone during her commute to and from work. It had a lot of dialogue, not much boring description, fewer vowels than your traditional novel. Printed in book form, it became a huge bestseller. This makes us wonder what the next big evolution in literature after this will be. And we thought it might be novels as Twitter messages, Twitter tweets.
Precisely. I believe I predicted.
You did. It's 140. Has to be 140 characters or less. So here are some examples of novels as Twitter tweets. For example, here's The Grapes of Wrath.
Times are hard. Sister breastfeeding homeless guy. I'm so out of here.
Here's one that I got from an actual Twitter user named Brendan Fox. It's Pride and Prejudice.
I hate that guy. Well, actually, he's kind of hot.
And here, Lolita.
Message removed for violating terms of service.